This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues and completes the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we'll reflect upon the reverent removal of the dead body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the cross and his placement in the tomb. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of hope so he can trust Jesus to raise his body from decay and death. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of charity so he can help many others receive life in Christ through the sacrament of baptism. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel readings. Today we'll read two Gospel passages from the RSV Second Catholic Edition available from Ignatius Press. The first is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 31 through 42. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 through 66. From the Gospel of John. Since it was the day of preparation, in order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw this has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth, that you also may believe. That these things took place, that the scripture might be fulfilled, not a bone of him shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. So he came and took away the body. Nicodemus also, who had first come to him by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. They took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb where no one had ever been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, as the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. And here is the reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When it was evening, there was a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn from the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has risen from the dead,' and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel readings. In his passion, Jesus victoriously offers redemption to the willing and establishes the sacrament of the Eucharist. As the first Good Friday draws to a close, the Blessed Virgin Mary and others bury the body of Jesus. Because sunset, which was at 6 p.m., started the celebration of the Passover and the Sabbath,
the Jewish leadership rushed to have the bodies of Jesus and the two criminals removed before dark.
This is required by Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 through 23. They asked Pilate to break the legs of the crucified to speed up their deaths. Joseph of Arimathea, also a Jewish leader, goes to Pilate in secret out of fear of the Jews. We see that in John chapter 19, verse 28, for the permission to bury Jesus' body. That's recorded in Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 45. Pilate sends soldiers to break the two criminals' legs and to confirm that Jesus is dead. The soldier confirms that Jesus is indeed dead by thrusting a spear into Jesus' side, and miraculously, blood and water sprays out, fulfilling a prophecy. Those prophecies are found in Psalms number 34, verse 20, and the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10. Joseph is given Jesus' dead body. Joseph and Nicodemus, and perhaps St. John, performed the gruesome task of removing Jesus' body from the cross. Tradition holds the Blessed Virgin Mary received the body of Jesus. This is the 13th station of the Stations of the Cross, and it is also the sixth sorrow of Mary. Nicodemus brings 75 pounds of an expensive spice mixture of myrrh and aloes, consistent with a royal burial. The men place a burial napkin on Jesus' face. This is remembered in the mysterious Sudarium of Oviedo.
They wrap Jesus' body in a fine linen burial cloth,
which is also recalled in the mysterious Shroud of Turin, assisted by the Blessed Mother. This is the seventh sorrow of Mary. Jesus' body is placed in Joseph of Arimathea's nearby unused tomb, which is called the Holy Sepulchre, and is sealed with a massive stone before sunset. This is the 14th station of the cross. Several women observe and will return after the Sabbath to finalize the burial. The next day, the chief priests and the Pharisees convince Pilate to place a Roman guard at the tomb so Jesus' disciples can't steal his body and claim he rose from the dead. See the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 62 through 65. Let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ even after his death on the cross. Marvel at the divine providence of Jesus in his death. Son of God, Jesus fulfills ancient scripture by thwarting the desecration of having his legs broken. Divine priest, Jesus, through the water and blood that mysteriously poured out of his side, reminds of the sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist. Divine King, Jesus inspires his disciples to revere his body and give him a royal burial. Son of Mary, Jesus blesses his mother to be present and to grieve in sorrow at his burial. Well, even in this sadness, in every gospel passage, there's a way for a man to grow in happiness. Let's look at a couple of ways. Trust Jesus to raise your body from decay. Realize, because Jesus is a divine person, though his soul and body were separated at his earthly death, he mysteriously possessed both soul and body and preserved his own body from decay. Every Catholic man, though his body will decay in the grave, can trust Jesus will raise his body in glory. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1683. Believe. Reflect upon the burial of Jesus Christ. See the Catechism, paragraphs 624 through 627 and 629 through 630. Pray. Jesus of the Holy Sepulchre, help me build a virtue of hope so that despite the inevitable decline, death, and decay of my own body, I can trust in your promise to raise me from the dead. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Help many receive life through baptism. Realize, through the submersion in the waters of the sacrament of baptism, Every Catholic man is buried with Christ and will share in the newness of life of Christ's resurrection. Believe. Reflect upon being buried with Christ. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1391 through 1401 and 1416. Pray. Jesus, giver of baptism, help me build the virtue of charity, so I constantly strive to help many others to have the chance to be raised by you through the sacrament of baptism. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in the happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the virtue of hope so you can always trust that Jesus will raise your body from decay and death. And second, build the virtue of charity so you can help many others receive Jesus Christ through the sacrament of baptism. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's a very easy way for you to help draw others to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you missed any of the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of Jesus Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find the rest of the reflections on the Passion of the Christ, as well as an extensive library that can help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.